Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Christ's Blessing. And here we are almost at the end of May. What a beautiful spring this has been. At least it has been down here. And, of course, I recognize that we have callers from both the north and southern hemispheres. So I hope you've had a wonderful autumn. And we try to be all-inclusive because we are one family, we're one whole, and we work in that whole state of being as we receive and offer the blessings. And I would like to open our call, as we usually do, with community participation because it warms up the room and it allows everyone to know what requests and needs and spirits of gratitude are in the room with us right now. So I'm going to go through our board and see who's we have Jerome. Hello, Jerome. And your line is open.
Hello, this is Jerome up in Duluth, Minnesota, where it's sunny and a heat wave of 60 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. That must feel wonderful.
Listen, I have a friend of mine who had a real infection in his foot, and he had surgery on Friday. His name is Jim. First name is Jim. His last name is Arcillary, so a Jim A. So healing. He's recovering now, but it's going to be quite a significant process for him. But he's getting better, and I just
Very
saw
good.
Him yesterday, so about prayers for his healing and his rehab and everything that's going to come. But blessings and love and light for everything you're doing, Glenda. And I just thank you for all the love that you are and all that you share with our family here.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome. And yes, it is a family. And we have a family reunion every Sunday with new members every time.
Yeah.
And we also include and send our blessings to our community members who might be involved with something else because life happens and sometimes it takes us to another place.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And I'm always so glad when I see familiar names come back on the board.
And thank you for all your familiar love and light and peace and joy in Christ's spirit.
You are so welcome, Jerome. And Steve is on the call. Hi, Steve. You're on.
Hello, Glenda?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Steve Adler.
Yes, I know. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I would just like to add my mother, Ray, to the blessing. She's had dementia for a dozen years, and recently she contracted a really nasty infection, and she's been in the hospital the last 6 days and nearly passed. And, she's stable, but it's hard to say, if, you know, when her time is going to be. And I just ask that if her time is going to be, you know, well, whatever the time is, soon or later, that she just, you know, goes in the most peaceful, joyous way. She's quite a fighter, and, she and I have an amazingly loving and strong connection, and I've been looking after her now since 2008. So I just want to include her name. Her name's Ray. It's a blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and our prayers and blessings are with Ray.
Thanks.
And with you too, Steve, for all the devotion and dedication and hard work you've, and I know, I've been there. And it is, it's an opportunity to love and serve and give back to the one who gave so much to us when our life was beginning. It's quite a blessing, both ways. And we have a call from Toronto, and let's see, you are on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Christina calling, and just wanted to thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, you're so welcome, Christina.
Thank you very much. I can't wait for your new book to come out. I'm just reading your second book, The Keys of Yeshua, and I, every time I open it, it just keeps giving me more and more, you know, and it's really wonderful. And I was wondering if it's possible for me also to ask for a blessing on this glorious day of the Feast of the Holy Trinity today. And I'd like to ask for a blessing for God to show me the new career path I should take. I'm also in need of a new vehicle. And I just place all this in God's hands and trust that in His abundance He'll answer my prayers the way He knows best.
Absolutely. We will, Christina. And God bless you.
God bless you.
And be well on this special feast day of the Holy Trinity. Let's see, that was Christina on area code 647, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's see if we have anyone else waiting. Yes, we do. We have Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Linda, this is Jesse.
Yes.
I just enrolled for the webinar, but it starts today. Would I still be able to participate today, or do I wait till next week?
It doesn't start until next week.
May 22nd? I thought it started May 22nd, and that's today.
Oh, my gosh. I have a misprint on that. Oh, my Lord. Oh my heavens, Jesus forgive me. Thank you, Jesse. No wonder people were worried about whether they could get in late. And
I was worried because I...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I've got to send out an email to everyone as soon as this is over. Oh my goodness. Okay, thanks for mentioning that, Jesse. You are not too late.
Thank you.
The mistake is all mine, and I will get that handled immediately once we are finished with our blessing. And I see that Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Welcome from Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay. The real Cowtown.
That's right. I'm in Cowtown. I just wanted to pass on... one of the things you talked about probably several months ago, maybe a month ago, is about connecting. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be listened to. And, you know, I've had an experience of being able to connect with an elderly woman, a mother of a very dear friend of mine, and finding that, just that connection, that participation and sharing of healing energy really does just transform people, or has been. Ability, if they're open, to be transformed, and wanted to be grateful and just pass along that, you know, that's the success that seems to be happening in that little trilogy. So thanks, Linda. I appreciate it.
So welcome. And you know what I have found is there's no exaltation greater than that of serving another one in the direction of their well-being.
And even as that process takes place, we find that even all three members of the group get blessings out of it and get expansion, get growth. So it's
absolutely
helping each other, helping ourselves, helping the self. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Thanks.
It is. Thank you for bringing that up and for mentioning it. We have another caller on this line, 530. You're on. Area code 530. Hello?
Hi, I just had to get myself mute. This is Denise Schultz near Mount Shasta, and I'm calling to ask for a blessing for one of our kitties, Sophie. She's an elder cat, and she's just had an amazing love of life. Even though she has a lot of infirmities, she hasn't let that hold her back. And she's got a new challenge, which is just in the last 24 hours she started having seizures. And I'd like to ask for a prayer that, she get what she's looking for in this situation. The way she's eating and drinking between seizures, I kind of think she wants to stay. And there's a lot of angels and herbs and remedy helpers, and our vet is on board to help us. And I actually would like to ask for a prayer for Sophie and the family, and also a prayer for myself, that during one of her seizures I got pretty badly bitten. And I'm okay, but I could sure use that prayer.
Okay. Yes, we will. We will definitely ask for prayers. What's her name?
Sophie.
Sophie. Okay, for you too.
And for Denise, thank you. And if you can just throw in our whole family, we've got, quite a mixed bunch, but we're a family.
Absolutely. All right, my dear. And we have Joanna on the line, and I've just opened your line, Joanna.
Hi, thank you so much. I wanted to ask for prayers for my son. His name is Zandy. He had an injury and surgery, and as a result also lost his job, and he's just having a really hard time right now. And I'd like to ask for prayers for his well-being and for his wife and two boys.
I have his name on my prayer list. And we most certainly will take him into the inner circle.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I see Desmond is on the line. Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Glenda.
How are you today?
I'm doing so wonderful. When I was listening to that lady about her cat, my little cat Tinker came right onto my feet and was really with me. And so really a lot of blessings to your kitty. And I was hearing about his mother having a problem in the hospital, and my brother found out that he was pregnant with his wife the day of the funeral of my grandmother, and all the blessings for my grandmother my brother's inherited, and he's had such a spiritual relationship with her. And I am really looking forward to your course, like Jesse was saying, and I thought it was today too. I was so stoked, but
I
find out, but
everybody, you're going to get a little taste of it today, because I was really doing there was more material in the course than could even be delivered in the course, and so much of it applies to the blessings. I was going to give a little taste of it. But the fact is, I have hardly promoted that course, and we don't even have enough enrollments to make a course at this point. It was the furthest thing from my mind that we would be doing it today, and there was obviously a typographical error. I had not looked at the calendar, and my deepest apologies go out to everyone who was expecting to be on the call today. It will start next Sunday. So tell your friends, and let's get a good enrollment for it so that we can have a lot of energy behind this. And it will be the webinar for our summer. We can only do so many webinars, because then there's also blessing seminars and blessing teacher webinars and other activities that we engage in. So I try to space our webinars out so that we cover for everyone the main subjects that I feel are important for us right now. And this is the most important subject for us right now. I want to open the line for Mary, and then I'll go into my presentation. Hi, Mary. Mary? Oh, there you are. Okay.
Hey, Glenda. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to listening to your message, and I just wanted to say, so far the messages I've been hearing are perfect. Even the message about the class being maybe delayed a week, because it shows that every single thing is in divine timing. And so I actually wanted to call in to give thanks for just a blessing I know will come. A couple of months ago, at the same time, I actually lost my job, and my mom, my beloved mom who stays with me, lost her little dog. But my mom's birthday is tomorrow, and I found her a puppy this very day, and I know that I will find the right and perfect job to care for us all, and I know that Glenda's class will be in absolute divine timing, because that's something I've learned from Glenda and Yeshua, is that it happens when it's absolutely meant to happen, and when we'll receive the highest and best blessing. So I just want to give gratitude for the things I've received and the things I'm about to. So thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet, Mary. And Mary, you're always such a voice of wisdom. I just treasure your sweet presence on the call and in our work, in the seminars, and our spiritual family. You make such a difference just being who you are. And I also want to express, as I look through the names on this call board, I want to express the same appreciation to all of our family and to everyone who comes so often, maybe not every week, because like I said before, life has its ways of bringing us together exactly when it needs to happen. And we get so fooled by this linear world of time. Like, calendar days or years or birthdays. We get to thinking, well, my goodness, I'm 50. Thereby, I'm almost out of my middle years. I'm heading for my senior years. Oh my gosh. And then you start getting all these senior discount cards in the mail because other people are reading your timeline and you've been profiled into a whole new age group. And we look at those things and we think, wow, gee, I guess I'm moving on down the tracks. I had an interesting experience once, kind of like that. It was at a restaurant, I've forgotten how many years ago, and I don't even really want to say, but I had just turned 65, and the young lady that was serving us knew it was my birthday, and she brought me a complimentary piece of cake with a candle on it. And she said, wow, you don't look 65. And I said, my dear, this is what 65 looks like. And she started giggling, and she said, but you're not supposed to look 40 when you're 65. And I had to remind her that the world creates categories of reality and then tries to fit us into those categories of reality. And the fact is, God's timeline is unique. God's timeline has nothing to do with the calendar. God's timeline has to do with the fullness and the fulfillment of life. And that's it. How long does it take to fulfill a life? Let me tell you something. One of the wisest, most gracious, mature, fulfilled persons I ever met was a child about the age of 6. Who was terminally ill with lymphoma. Her parents had found out about conversations with Jesus. This was actually before I ever wrote Love Without End. So it was around 1997. And they had found out about it, and they played it for her. She lived in Florida, and she listened to it every day. And then she taught her parents from it. And her parents asked me if I would come and visit her. Her name is Crystal. And I flew and I visited Crystal. And Crystal taught me lessons from that. And she asked me, she asked her parents to leave the room, and she says, Glenda, will you be my friend and help my parents understand that I have completely lived my life? I have done everything I came to do. I missed out on nothing. That I love them, and I will always be with them. And I didn't need to live a long life in order to have a complete life. Can you help my parents understand that? And I said, it will be my great honor and privilege to help them understand that. And she ascended. And literally, in her case, it was ascension. About a month later, and her parents and I remain friends to this day. And we always celebrate Crystal's birthday together. They call me, and I talk to them. And we have our fond remembrances of her. And as I said, she was one of the most mature, fulfilled and ancient souls I have ever met at the grand old age of 6 calendar years. So we don't know just by the calendar years what God's timing is going to be for us. What we look at and the best we can know always is how far along are we progressing in our fulfillment? How ready are we to be what we came to be and to discover within ourselves what comes next? And that's what I wanted, that's what our new webinar is going to help us do. Is to bring into ourself more of the light of the soul so that the lighted soul literally reconfigures and rewires the body. Not necessarily for more years, but for better life in our years. Not necessarily for living 120 years instead of 80, but for living 80 as if it were 120. You see, God's timing is based upon fulfillment. And the progressions we make toward that fulfillment are the various progressions we make along the way to completing certain chapters in our life. The way Paul spoke about the difference between childhood and adulthood. He said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like a child. I was like a child. Now I am a man, and I have put away childish things. And I'm sure he didn't mean that he lost all sensitivity to the inner child or the eternal child who comes into the kingdom of heaven. I'm sure he was not referring to that. He was acknowledging the fact that there are stages to our life. Heaven knows, all of us, when we entered our teenage years, what happened to us was something we could not have imagined when we were 3 years old. And most of us are pretty glad we left it behind by the time we reached 30, that we were glad we got into a more stable, predictable, masterful state of life. And so we mark these areas of completion But one of the things I want you to recognize is that there is always one direct progression from God through the soul, through you. And I want you to visualize that now as a kind of meditation that sets us up before our blessing. I want you to close your eyes. And then I want you to, with your eyelids closed, I want you to cast your eyes upward a little bit, because it actually opens your third eye and helps you look at an upward horizon, almost as if the sun is coming up on the horizon, and helps you to see an inner light. It's just a very ancient meditation technique to do that, and it will help you to see. What I want you to see next is just the brilliant light of God, which is endless and everywhere. And see that light of God like a sunlit day. And now see the rays of that light begin to pass through little circles of glass, which are like lenses. You could imagine it like a camera lens or a binocular lens or an eyeglass lens. Any way you want to see it, a little circular piece of glass, and as that light of God passes through that lens, it becomes more focused. And it focuses down toward the earth, toward a little pinpoint where it touches the earth. This, my friends, is actually you. This is what happened when you were created as a physical person. The light of God passed through the lens of your soul. And the lens of your soul then shaped that light into a particular kind of potential, a potential for growth, a potential for development, application, adventure, achievement, development. As it went on into the earth in its own special way, becoming all that it needed to be. And you grew into a child that then reached into the realm of what we call experience. Now, in order to manage that experience, you created other dimensions of consciousness. One of them being your mind, where you could store experiences, look at them again, analyze them, figure out problems, remember things, and learn things. You created an emotional density area or environment where you could put your feelings, and you could put your feelings together and see how you were, how good you felt about something or not so good. And that you could call your emotional body. And then you created other impersonal environments that could be your friendship environments. That's where you come together with your best friends, and it's your social environment. You created your career environment. But all of these other environments are off on a tangent. By a tangent, I mean a line angling off the straight line down. And they all were created by you. Now, the straight line down is always a straight line down. It's God, your soul, and your body. This is the miracle that happens in Christ's blessing, is it restores the straight line down. And this is why I tell you, before we begin the blessing, put your mind over on the park bench, because it's on a tangent. Yes, it's important. Yes, it's useful. Yes, you'll use it again, and the blessings will probably help clear your mind. but not while it's happening. Put your mind over on a park bench. This is the same reason I tell you when you pray. Don't pray from your worry. Don't pray from your struggle or your grief or even your excitement about something or your projection about something. Pray from this neutral center of your being, which is the point on earth of the straight line down. When you pray for others, don't be out there inside their problems with them. Neutralize yourself. Come back to yourself and pray that the will of God be done through you as the most perfect participant to help them. But be in the straight line down when you pray. This is why Yeshua gave the apostles his prayer. And whenever you pray that prayer, regardless of what you're praying for in particular, it will take you to the straight line down. The light of God in through the lens of your soul, then into your body. And I'll tell you something about your body. Your body can't lie. It doesn't have the ability to lie. It doesn't always know everything because it's not always endowed with all the information necessary to describe a problem or to describe a need. Just like we see our little pets hurting and we wish we could ask them to tell us, well, what is it that's hurting? And we want to know, we want to know. But if we give them a chance, what they'll do is show us. They'll feel what we're asking, and they'll show us. Because we have asked sincerely, and they will respond sincerely. And that's what we want to learn. Whether we're only going to be here a few more years, there may be some of you that know. Well, I think I'm just going to be here a few more years. But wouldn't you want those few more years to be more on the straight line down? You see, we forget about the straight line down. Why? Because we take on life as an adventure. And it's good that we do. We came here to discover. We came here to enrich our life with experience. We came here to literally lose our sense of certainty, our sense of divinity, and then find it all over again. We came here to take on the mantle of life, then become enriched with all that life will give us, and return back to the straight line down. And it's the simplicity. It's the simplicity of what we do when we sincerely pray, when we sincerely meditate. And guess what? We can actually live more frequently, more often, more hours of the day on the straight line down. And when we do that, it has been shown to revitalize our body. And we're going to talk about the discoveries of medical science that have confirmed that. We're going to talk about so many, many things that have been discovered since we taught the extended webinar of Yeshua on health and wellness. So if you thought it was too late to enroll in that webinar, your good news is you have a week. And if you thought it was this afternoon, my apologies to you. But let what I'm telling you now be your preparation for being ready for this webinar in a greater, fuller way than you ever thought you would have. Because it is literally the instruction manual for how you receive more blessings every day on the straight line down, no matter what your adventure, your experience, or your trouble, or your joy in life might be. So now let us begin our blessing for today. And just continue being in your meditative state, and I will offer my prayer to Yeshua and allow you, when I finish this, my prayer to him, to just transition into your prayer for whatever is in your heart or your mind. Dear Yeshua, thank you for coming here on the straight line down and staying there for the whole of your life, healing us, showing us, demonstrating to us that we can all live there and live a fuller life, even though we still want to have the experiences of life, even though we still may take on problems and have challenges and we want adventures. All of these things we honor, but we thank you for showing us how to return to the heart, which is the place where God touches us in this life, where our feet touch upon the earth and form a straight line down from God to the soul. And we know in every moment that we experience that, that the body is not different from the soul. The body simply is the soul in a more solid form, seeking to touch the earth. We thank you for blessing us this day. We thank you for your healing, your hope, your encouragement, and your restoration in life. For all these things, we are so grateful. And we surrender this moment, ourself, our heart, and our life, to receive all that you would give us. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of life, the grace of God, the love of Christ. That whatever has been brought to you may filter into your body, heart, soul, and being. I wish you many blessings, a lovely week, and look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.